Oh my God. When is the shit going to end? Quarantine, isolation, fucking bullshit. All because of some goddamn bad. Fuck. Fucking stupid. What? What do you want? What the fuck do you mean what I'm mad at? Don't you see? We're stuck in this fucking house for weeks now. I can't go outside, meet with my boyfriend, can't party with my friends. All because of stupid coronavirus, which probably isn't just a normal virus neither, and some dumb fuck fucked up in a lab and accidentally let it out. Like, who the fuck is asking the scientists to do this kind of experiments anyway? What? All right, smartass. Maybe it's not proven that it's someone's fault, and maybe it did really come from animals and spread naturally this quick. But you know what? It still doesn't make the situation any less annoying. Fuck. Relax. It is what it is. Dude, you don't even know what you're talking about, okay? I'm about to fucking explode or something if I don't get what I need soon enough. What is it that I need? I don't think you want to hear that. Because it's not something you would want to hear from your sister. Dude, just stop asking, okay? I'm not gonna tell you. Fine, I will tell you, but promise you won't be running around the house telling everyone about it. Yeah? Can I trust you? Are you sure? Okay, just come closer then. Closer, stupid. I don't want anyone to hear this. Okay, listen. I need a dick. What? You wanted to know, right? So, there you have it. Now, quit whining. I warned you, and I told you it wasn't something you'd like to hear, didn't I? What? Can't I just silently bring my boyfriend to my room? Fuck no. Why? So you can snitch on me to parents? Oh, you wouldn't tell on me. Yeah, I bet, little bro. Whatever, just fuck it, alright? It's not gonna work. You think I haven't thought about it before? Why do you care anyways, huh? I don't know too many brothers who would be okay with knowing that their big sister is banging some dude in another room. Wouldn't that be awkward to you? I mean, you would most definitely hear me moan and stuff. And probably hear the bed squeaking like crazy. You know, these walls are tiny. Right, yeah. Let's be honest. Most little brothers at some point in life have a crush on their big sisters. Especially when they're as hot and as cool as I am. Well, maybe not now. Because I'm just so frustrated by this situation. But usually, I'm the coolest big sister and you know it. Wait, are you seriously trying to tell me right now that you never thought of fucking me? I hope that's not what you're trying to do. Oh, that's adorable, little brother. You do realize I still remember those boners I used to give you whenever we sunbathe outside, right? No way. Are you blushing? Oh, look at you. Oh, it's okay. I mean, you were just a little boy back then. And your hormones were going crazy. I know you wished I could just put my hands on you back then. and fix the problem for you. That's why I tease you so much. You were such a fun toy to play with back then. Oh. Don't deny it, little bro. I know little boys think about sex all the time. You didn't control it back then. And I'd put all my money on that you can't control it now neither, when you're finally an adult. After all, I got only hotter and hotter over time, didn't I? No? You don't think about me like that ever? Oh, brother. I can read you like a book. Please don't make me prove it. Prove what? That you're still my little boy, of course, who has a massive crush on me. I can't prove it. Are you sure? So, you're saying that if I take the shirt off, your face won't turn into a complete tomato instantly? Oh, I'm gonna do it. You know me. Oh, that wouldn't be fair, you say? Why? Is it because you know you would get hard in front of me and make a fool of yourself? No? Okay, then. I guess I can do it then. If you are so sure. No? What's going on, little brother? Are you scared? Are you scared I'm just gonna embarrass you with this hot body of mine? So, wait, did you just admit it? You do have a crush on me. I knew it. That's kind of strange, you know. No, not the fact that you have a thing for me, but the fact that you really admitted it just now. Because I know you, and I know that you would never take an L that quick. What could possibly be the reason? Oh, I think I get it. You just want to avoid the embarrassment I talked about earlier, don't you? You don't want to have to deal with the emotions that you know I can bring out of you at any time, is that it? Well, that's too bad. That's too bad, you know, because the thing is, I'm bored right now. And the little talk with you, it calmed me down a bit. Yeah, I'm not angry anymore like I was a few seconds ago. And also, I just reminded myself of just how fun it was to torture you with my beauty back in the day. I can't help but smile and giggle a little bit the more I remind myself of all the anxiety I gave you. I was a bad, bad big sister. And you know what? Nothing changed. Because I think I want to play a little game with you right now. I just thought of it. It's gonna be great. You're gonna love it, I promise. Just you and me, one-on-one, in my room. Oh yeah, we are going to my room. Give me your hand, little bro. Did you not hear me? Don't make me repeat myself. I said, give me your hand. Good boy. Listen to what I say. Always. Now, come with me. This is gonna be fun. I promise. Here, sit on my bed. Now. Oh, wait. One more thing. There. What? Oh, don't worry about why I locked the door. Worry about why I made you come here and sit on my bed in the first place. You know, I don't usually just let you in here like that. I can see how nervous you are. Still, not as nervous as I like you the best, little bro. Let's fix that. By taking this little shirt off of me. Oh, there we go. What's that, brother? Why did I do that? Why do you think? Didn't you figure it out yet? Damn, I thought it was pretty obvious. We're going to play my favorite game. It's called Teasing My Shy Little Brother. Only this time, we can go a little further. Because you're an adult now. That's why I locked the door. Oh, I'm sorry, little bro. I know this is kinda inappropriate. I shouldn't bully you like this. Knowing you will be super uncomfortable real soon. Especially since you really are the sweetest thing ever. And I really love you. But you have to understand. It's quarantine season and I love to fool around. And since my boyfriend isn't here, you will have to take his place. That's right, little bro. I'm actually surprised I didn't think of that earlier when I was getting mad and stuff. Throwing all the F-bombs for no reason. When I literally have someone I can use right in the next room. Shh. I don't want to hear no complaints. You know, Big Sis doesn't like that. Just shut up and listen to what she says. And you might just get rewarded. It's not like I'm getting touchy with you or anything anyways. Yeah. Just showing off my body to you. And watching you. Don't be a pussy and just accept the challenge, little bro. Let's see if you can win this little battle and not look away from me. It shouldn't be too hard, right? I know you can do it. You should be thankful, if anything. This might be the last chance for you to ever see me get naughty like this. Look at this gorgeous pair of breasts of mine. Don't you just wish they were all yours? Don't you wish that you could just take my top off and play with them? Aren't you just so curious how my nipples look like? How about you beg for it? I might just accidentally unbutton this thing and drop it, you know? I mean, unless you still want to pretend that you are not liking this, then we can forget about it ever happening. What is it gonna be, little brother? Are you gonna pass on such an opportunity just to save your little pride? God, it feels so good when I squeeze them like that. Come on. I know this drives you insane. Just say please. And I'll expose these two babies to you. I want to hear how good you can beg me. I'm not gonna laugh at you, I promise. I make my boyfriend beg too sometimes. And sometimes I beg him. It's normal. You won't look weak. You will look cute. And that's how I want you. So, be cute, little brother. Beg me. Beg me to take my top off. Come on, I know you can. That's a good start. No, I'm not laughing. Keep going. Come on. Okay, that's enough. You did a good job. Even better than I thought you would do. Now, as promised, I'm gonna show you my breasts. Or should I say, tits? Yeah? You like when I talk dirtier like that? I bet you do. So, let me show you my tits, little brother. Here we go. You like them, cutie? Oh, I just love when you're blushing like this and stuttering. Makes me want to eat you up like this. Keep being cute like that, and I might just come for you. You like that, don't you? You naughty boy. You want this gorgeous body all over you, don't you? Look what you're doing to me. Look where my hand is. You got me touching myself between my smooth legs. I just couldn't help it. I didn't even know my hand was slowly going down there. You're doing something to me. You always did. I just never admitted it. And I guess I didn't want to accept those kinky thoughts. Because it's wrong. But now, oh brother, my sweet, sweet little boy, I'm so hungry for you. Hungry for that boner that just formed in front of me in those pants of yours. Don't try to hide it now. What's the point? I've already seen it. And I want it. And I'm gonna get it. Real soon. But first, I'm gonna just watch you. Tease my wet little pussy through my panties. God, I can't believe what I'm saying and doing right now. This is stronger than me. You're too damn hot. Okay, that's it. I want you right fucking now. Don't move away from me on that bed. You're the one that wanted to know why I was mad. None of this would be happening if you just minded your own business. You brought this on yourself. And now, I just gotta have you. And nothing in this world will stop me from putting my hands and body all over you. Keep pulling back. I'm gonna catch you anyways. There we go. Gotcha. Don't try to break free. I got you pinned by your wrists. You're not winning this battle. Besides, why would you want to break free anyways, huh? Isn't this your biggest dream? To have me look down at you with my seductive and full of hunger eyes like that? Oh, come on. Stop squirming. Calm down, little brother. Calm down. Yeah, there. That's better. Now look. I know this is way different from what I used to do. I used to just tease you with my sexy outfits and whatnot. But to be honest, this is what I always wanted to do. I don't really know why. You just work on me somehow differently. You make me want to put you on your place, dominate you, and then just use you and abuse you. Not abuse you in like a negative way, like I want to hurt you, but rather abuse you sexually with my love for you. I don't know. It's hard to explain. And it's because I know you secretly want it just as much as I do. You've always wanted me to take you like this. Am I not right? Like, just be honest, little bro. When you was a kid and we sunbathed, you always dreamed I could get on top of you out of nowhere and grind against your boner until you come in your pants, didn't you? Especially like this, when my gorgeous tits are out right in front of your face. And then you would pretend that you don't like it, 'cause you have a little rape fantasy, don't you? Come on, don't be scared to admit it. I saw the audios you were listening to recently. All incest and rape fantasy stuff. Mostly big sister and little brother. And you, the listener, is the one who's getting raped. I didn't say anything because I didn't care that much. But now, all the memories and stuff that we just talked about turn me on so much. And you made me so fucking wet. I just wanna go further and fuck my little brother. I want to break some rules. Don't you want to do the same? We can't even role play and pretend that you don't want this. Yeah, we can pretend that I'm raping you. It's gonna be so fucking hot. Come on, little brother. Let me have you. Become my plaything until this quarantine season is over. Become my little pet. My little sex toy. I can make you feel so good, too. It's not only about me. These kisses
is just a tiny piece of what I have to offer. I know you're not too experienced, but I will take care of you and guide you like a big sister should. Just say 4 words for me. Say it. Fuck me, big sis. Please fuck me, big sis. Normally, I would start off by licking and sucking your cock. But I haven't had a dick inside of me in so long now. I just want to put it in and ride you till I come. Till you explode deep inside of me. And you're hard already anyways. I can feel it as I am pressing against you. Just let me have it, okay? I'm gonna get completely naked for you right now. Can I trust you that you won't move once I get off you for a second? Yeah? Swear? Okay, little brother. Don't disappoint me. Here. How's that, huh? You love this sexy body, don't you, little boy? You always wanted to see it. Well, now you can have it. Look at this ass of mine. It just begs to be spanked. Okay, let's pull your pants down and see what you're hiding down there. Holy shit. Oh, wow. Little brother. Oh, it's amazing. How could you hide it from me for such a long time? God. Oh, it's fucking gorgeous. I know what I said earlier, but... holy fuck. I really need to put my mouth on it now. Oh, there's no way I can skip having a taste of this hard cock. It's okay if I put my mouth on it. You don't mind, right? Wait. Why am I even asking you? This thing already belongs to me. Oh my God. I barely put my mouth on it. And I can already taste your pre-cum. That's delicious. Fuck. I'm sorry I started sucking it like that without warning. but I couldn't help myself. I went to push this dick hole into my slutty throat. Little brother, I could blow you like this for a whole day, but my pussy is craving your dick even more than my mouth is. I want to push you deep inside of me and ride you like a wild animal. You're okay with that, aren't you? Yeah, you're gonna do whatever the fuck I say, cause you're my good little boy, right? You wanna be a good little brother for your sweet big sis, don't you? Good. So lay still and let me sit on your cock. Oh yeah. Fuck. That's it. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh, that's such a good size. Oh, it feels so fucking good when I slowly move my hips like that. Oh my god. Oh, yeah, but that's not enough. I like it harder and faster. You're gonna let Big Sis use that hard cock, aren't you? Yeah, because you want to make her come, don't you? Oh, good boy. Oh, I will make you come too. Just lay still and be cute for me. Oh, cute and hot for your Big Sis. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck! Oh, yeah, fuck. Oh, fuck, it feels so fucking good. Oh, yeah. Oh, how's that, huh? Much better than my mouth, isn't it? Oh, fuck. Oh, I wanted to do this for so long. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, your dick feels so fucking good in my wet pussy. Oh my god. It's way better than my boyfriend's. Oh yeah. Oh fuck. Fuck, I'm so close. Oh, you too? Yeah? I wanna come together? Oh, fuck. Yeah. I want you to come for me. Yeah. I want you to fill me up. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, I'm about to fucking come on this hard dick. Oh my god. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Yeah. I want you to come for me. Yeah. I want you to shoot your load. Deep in my pussy. Oh yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I'm on the pill. Don't worry. Just let it all go right up my pussy hole. Oh yeah, baby, just let it go. Oh, I know you can do it. Yeah, yeah, come on, come for me. Yeah, come now, come for me. Come on. Oh fuck, I'm coming. Oh fuck. Oh shit. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, little brother. Oh my god. You gave me so much in me. Oh fuck, it feels so good. Oh, such a good boy. Oh fuck. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, I needed it so much. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you, little bro. And now, let me clean your cock. It's so fucking good. You know, I wasn't lying when I said your cock is much better than my boyfriend's. Yeah, brother. You have a really, really good dick. And I think that I'll be visiting your room way more often from now on. Just to get my fix. I barely experienced this thing, but I'm already addicted to it. I can tell you that. I'm gonna sleep with you tonight, okay? I'll sneak into your room when parents fall asleep. We'll lock the door and fuck under the covers until the sun rises. We can try all the known positions. And then we can try all the other ones. Maybe we can try anal. I never done it before, but my friends told me it's really great when you do it with someone you really trust and love. So, there's a long way before us, little brother. We're gonna have so much fun together. And not only during this quarantine season, no. I plan on fucking you, even when everything comes back to normal. I could break up with my boyfriend if you want me to. But that's in the future. And right now, I think I want a round two from you, little brother. Yeah. So, just lean back and enjoy. I'll get you ready for it.